Good morning! This is Bronwyn Kilroy, and you're listening to Ainsley Dennis on the Positive Energy Show on Alive 90.5 FM, where your motion controls your emotion.
Recently, she has just created a second business called People Link Disability and Care Services. She works as an NDIS plan manager. She is an incredibly passionate community member who continually involves herself in a range of volunteer and charity work. So Pradibha has joined us today and she's wearing something extremely lovely. Can you tell us about what you're wearing, Pradibha, and why you're wearing it?
Today is a very special day for all of us. I'm wearing a beautiful sari, done a little bit makeup. And it's a beautiful morning start, and I want to thank you to my good friends Ainsley and Karenza for giving me an opportunity to talk about the lovely festival Diwali. Yes, so Diwali is a Hindu festival which lasts for 5 days, and today is actually a very special day, which is a bonding between the brother and the sister. My lovely brother Pramod, such a lovely person, and I'm so blessed. I'm going to get a lot of gifts today. And so Diwali is a festival which lasts for 5 days, and it's called Festival of Lights, and it's celebrated during the Hindu month called Kartika. The festival symbolizes the spiritual victory of light over the darkness. In India, Diwali also called as Deepavali. Yeah, and it's celebrated by Hindus, Sikhs and all the communities across the world. And in 2006, in the first year, I felt a little bit was missing India. But Australia is such a multicultural country. Mm. We really never felt we are missing our home country. And our good minister now, Alex Hawk, multicultural, he really respects so much to our multicultural society, which is really great. And I want to say thank you to the Australian community from the bottom of the heart. It's such a fantastic love and support, and the respect we all Indians got in this country.
That's wonderful to hear, Pradibha.
That is great. Yes. Now, you know what I love about Diwali a lot? Mm. My gulab jamun and my barfi.
Oops. It's in my fridge, unfortunately.
That's okay. I love jalebi. That's my favorite. It's so sweet. I'm a big sweet tooth, so that's my favorite. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
I do want to ask, you do so much community work and charity work within the hills specifically. Can you tell us what you do in the community? What group have you started?
In December 2006, I have started the women's group called Powerful Empowered Women.
Mm.
That is a group I was really having a passionate to support the women. And whenever I see any talents from the women, I really feel so encouraged and such a fantastic work women really do in the community. And then in January 2021, finally decided to incorporate the organization. So that organization is really doing, it's a community organization, it's a women supporting women group.
And are there any projects within the community that you're doing through Powerful Empowered Women?
Yeah, a couple of few projects we've done really great. The first project we done, which is in March, International Women's Day, which was super, super successful event was, we have supported to the I Forgive cause, and fantastic support from the Abdullah family as well. And always those four kids are in my heart. And then the second project we are doing now at the moment, which is we are donating 10,000 water bottles to StreetMate.
Wow.
And we are close to the target. We almost around 8,500 water bottles we raised. Then also during the COVID, we were raising the funds for Sanctuary, the Hills Women's Shelter. That's what. And there are some small projects we are doing. And thank you so much, Karenza, for your wonderful support to the organization. Karenza is a vice president of Powerful Empowered Women. I also want to tell, I also want to thank you to the other team, Sarita Verma, Geeta Kashyap, Manisha Banachali. Like, they are really doing a fantastic work. And there are so many women who are really helping us a lot.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't believe we have such a community of women coming together. Even men come together. So many businesses that we support. And being able to do something to help one another and empower each other. That's incredible.
Yeah, and I want to really say a big thank you to all the supporters and the sponsors. I keep always asking the money with everyone. but that is good, really. They never say no, and they will support to the good causes, which is really good. And also, just recently, last Tuesday, I got a fantastic award from Hills Community Aid. I'm the highest fundraiser for the
Winter Sleeper.
Hills,
right?
Winter Sleeper.
Wonderful. How much did you raise, Pratibha?
It's 5,500 something odd figure.
Wow. That's awesome, man.
Yes. And during the International Women's Day, we have donated $11,000 to the I Forgive, which is a fantastic support we got that time.
Right. I love all the great work that you're doing in the community, and, you know, just it's really great when you give and you give back to the community. And yeah, it just activates that dopamine that we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But again, the whole credit goes to the community. If I would not have got supported, I would not have done all those things. And as I always say in my talk, I was never ever that social. I moved to Hills in 2016. Before that, I used to live in Hornsby and different places. But after 2016, I completely changed. My personality changed, I can say, by 200%. I was not that, to be honest, caring. I never donated to anyone before. I don't know, but it's really changed. And I want to say thank you to my beautiful daughter and my husband as well, who is really going through, my husband is really going through the tough situation with his health. But you know, even if I come late, and he never stopped me in my career and all, it's fantastic support by him. And my lovely daughter, she yesterday invited for the Diwali yesterday, and it was such a fantastic hospitality. And oh, my baby is now a big girl now. So I'm soon going to become a mother-in-law.
Oh, congratulations.
I was a bit late there.
Yeah,
you're going to be my mother-in-law. She loves my curry, though.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Well, congratulations for all your accomplishments that you've done in the community. And as you've said, it's such a community support that you've been engaged with. And it's so incredible that everyone comes together just to give back to one another. And I think that's what we really cherish here in Alive 90.5, as well as on the Positive Energy Show. So thank you so much, Pratibha, for coming along and telling us all about Diwali. Because I remember 2 years ago, I had no idea what Diwali was. So thank you so much, Pratibha.
Definitely. Love having you. We're going to have this podcast available within the next few days, and will be shared on social. So if you missed out on this, or if you want to listen to it again, we'll have a recording of this available on social media. But we're going to bring you a song right now by A.R. Rahman, the Pussycat Dolls. And the song is called Jai Ho, You Are My Destiny.
Am I allowed to dance? Yes, you're allowed to dance.
Am I allowed to dance?
Yeah, we can dance.
You can dance. Go for it.
You have